We begin the current daf Masechet Zevin, daf Mem Daled. We begin on the bottom of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara discusses the topic of our Mishnah regarding someone that went out of the tchum of his city. He's out of the tchum of his 2,000 amas. What can the person do in that type of situation? So the Gemara begins. Nechemyah bered Rav Chaniloi, mishachti shmaita v'nafik chutz l'tchum. He was involved in his learning, and he was walking, and he was pacing, and behold, he walked out of his tchum. So Amar Rav Chizl Rav Nachman. So Rav Chizl told Rav Nachman, Nechemyah tamidcha shar b'tzar. Nechemyah, your student is in pain. That is, when you go out of your tchum, you only get dalet amos. He can't move beyond where he is, and he's stuck there. So Amaloi says, "Set Rav Chizda, aseila mechitza shabnei adam yikonis." What's the big deal? Make for him walls of people, and let him be enclosed in now an area that's enclosed with walls. So then he can walk that entire area, and let him go into the tchum of the city. And once he's back in, he's in the area that he's supposed to be in. So that's a way that we can alleviate the situation that he's in. So Yosef Rav Nachman Yitzchok Acher de Rava. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava Kamed Rav Nachman. And Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchok Rava. So Rav Nachman, who was behind him, said to Rava, who was in front of him, Ma'kami Ba'ilei L'Rav Chizda. What was Rav Chizda's question? They saw this happen. Rav Chizda asking the question, Rav Nachman giving that answer. What was his question that he was not sure if he could do this thing that Rav Nachman had proposed him as a solution? If it told me that there were enough people, that is, there were many people that had made Erev, that they could go out of the Tchum, and to surround this Talmud from the Chemia with walls on either side, from where he is until where the Tchum is, so that's a way that he can get from outside the Tchum, now he's in the closed area, to walk that entire closed area, and then he gets back into the Tchum that he is. So what was his question? And the question Rav Chizda had was, do we say that halacha follows Rav Gamliel? That these walls, they will help in spite of the fact that this person, Rav Nachemyah, did not start off his Shabbos in the ear space of that area. As Rav Gamliel says in the Machlokes in our Mishnah regarding Dir Vasar, that as our Mishnah spoke about, if someone was taken out of his tchum into a corral which is enclosed with walls, there we had a Machlokes, there are those who want to say only get Dalet Amos even though you're in the closed area. And Gamliel said, no, you can walk the entire area. So therefore, what his question was, do we say Halacha follows Rav Gamliel, that now that we created him in the surrounded area, he could walk that entire thing, taking it back into his old tchum? And we continue on the top of Mimdalam and Aleph, Oy ein halacha Gamliel. And that was his question, or maybe we don't say halacha follows Rav Gamliel, and therefore it wouldn't help, even if we can get this mechitza of people to surround him, and that he could walk the entire area to overlap into the tchum of his city. Oy dilmo, maybe the question of Rav Chizda was not that. Rather, b'loy molu gavriskin. We were talking about that there weren't enough people that had made an Erev that they can go outside of the Tchum to go ahead and surround Rav Nechemyah to enclose him in the areas. And the question that Rav Chizda was asking from Rav Nachman was, do we say halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer? Do we say that halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, that he says in the Mishnah that someone that goes out of his Tchum of the 2,000 Amos, he still gets an additional two Amos that he could come back in from? Or do we say halacha does not fall like Rabbi Eliezer? In other words, what happened was that, let's say, Rabbi Nechemyah had walked out a certain distance, and we only had enough people, each one, to be side by side, to create this wall, this virtual wall with the people, to be two amos away. They couldn't get all the way to Rabbi Nechemyah, two amos away. And that the question was, that of course we say halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. When you're inside that area, so you can walk the entire thing and get back to your tchum. But we're two amos away from Rabbi Nechemyah. Do we say halacha as follows Rabbi Eliezer, that he could walk two amos out of his tchum to then get back into that enclosed area of the Mechid B'nei Adam? And since we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, then you could go all the way? Or in halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Or do we say halacha does not follow Rabbi Gamliel? So he said to him, Pshita b'delei molu gavreskin. It's obvious, like the second option that you said, that there were not enough people to go ahead and totally surround Rav Nechemyah. And that is, the question was, based on do we follow Rabbi Eliezer or not, that he could walk the two amos into that b'chidus b'nei adam. Because if you would think it's told that there were enough people to surround him, mighty boyle, what would Rav Chizda's question to Rav Nachman have been? We know that Rav says halacha follows Rav Gamliel by the deer and the sahar, by the corral and the pen and the boat. So therefore, that couldn't have been his question. We know we follow Rav Gamliel that you could walk the entire thing, and then that's a way he would be able to get back to his tchum. Elavada b'delei molu gavreskin, and rather it must be that there were not enough people to totally surround him. Would Rabbi Eliezer come in by then? The question was, do we follow like Rabbi Eliezer or not? That those two amas that he's away from that mechitza b'nei adam, can he walk those two amas or not? So the Gemara says, Dekinami, that a precise reading would also seem to indicate that it's talking about that there weren't enough people to surround him. How is that? The Ka'amarle, because Rav Nachman told Rav Chizda, Yikones, that make this mechitza b'nei adam and let Rav Nechemyah go in. So the question is, Ma'yikones, why did he tell him he has to go in? Lav b'loy mechitza, isn't it obvious that we're talking about that the walls didn't reach him? In other words, make the wall until 2 amos away from him. Then yikonis, let him go in by himself into that mechitzas. B'nei Adam, without those mechitzas, so therefore it's obvious that again, he wouldn't have to say yikonis, because if he's already being surrounded, he's already in. Because now he's in this area of mechitzas b'nei Adam, and then that's overlapping the tchum. So he could just continue to go. He's not coming in, he's already in. And therefore, from the fact that he should go in, obviously it's because it wasn't all the way and he was 2 amos away. And he was saying that we say like Rabbi Eliezer, that you get 2 amos and then that takes him into the Mechitza ben Yad. And that the Gemara says, Eisvir of Nachma Yitzchak Rava. So then he asked him the following question. We learned that Nafal Daifna, if the wall of a sukkah falls down, Lo Yamid Ba Adam Behema Vekelim, a person is not allowed to put in place over there for the wall to be as a substitute wall as a person, an animal, or vessels. Similarly, v'lo yiskev esamita, he's not allowed to stand up a bed that's inside the sukkah, in the place of where the breached wall was. Lifris ala sadin, to go ahead and put a sheet over there to make a wall. And that is, although it doesn't seem like a wall, because it looks like you're just picking up the bed to clean the area of the sukkah where the bed is, even so, it's usser. Why is that? Lifrishin oisin oil arai betchil b'yamta, because one is not allowed to make. Even a temporary tent, a partition, a wall, a part of a building on Yom Tov, ve'ein tzarich lehem b'Shabbos, you don't have to say that it's asur on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav Nachum Yitzchak was asking, according to those that say that it's permitted to make a mechitza ben Adam on Shabbos, which was the answer they had given to Rav Chizda, how can you do that? Although it's a mechitza ben Adam, but it's a mechitza of oil, right? Like it says regarding the halachas of sukkah, that you're not allowed to make a wall out of a person on sukkahs. So how did they go ahead and make this mechitza ben Adam to let Rav Nachum get back into his tchum? So Amalei, so he responded to him, Rabbi said, Ad Amit Li Meha, you're asking me from this Braisa, Vano Amin Lamaha, and I'll tell you from a different Braisa, that's saying like that you could do a Mechitza B'nei Adam on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We learned, Oysa Adam is Chaver Daifin, the person can make his friend a wall. Kadesha Yoichel, V'yishta, V'yashin, that he could eat and drink and sleep, that these are the three main mitzvahs of Sukkah, eating, drinking, and sleeping. And he could also similarly pick up a bed and put the sheet over there. That the sun should not fall on the corpse and on the food items. So obviously that it's mutter. So what are you asking me from that price? I show you a price that you could make a mechitzas b'nei Adam on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But then the Gemara says, Kashna Dadi. So obviously that we have a contradiction. We have one brayse that seems to indicate that you're not allowed to make a mechitza b'nei Adam, which was the question he was asking. And then you have the other source that Rava answered him. He says, no, you see, you are allowed to make mechitza b'nei Adam. And similarly, the contradiction of kelim and all different types of oil arai, temporary tents, if you're allowed to make it on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. So the Gemara tries to resolve this contradiction. It says, Loi Kasha, Hori Eliezer, Harabban. The one that says that it's forbidden, the question that we had asked from, that you're not allowed to make a temporary mechitza, even of a person or other types of oil arei on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Harabban, the one that says it's mutter, is the Rabban that did not like learn the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. Pekakach alone, regarding the shutter of a window. So we have Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Bizmacha Kosher Vitoli, that as long as it has two conditions, one that it's tied on, the shutter is tied on to the window, and it's Toli, it's hanging, it's suspended from the window, it's not on the ground. Then you can use it to shut the window. Vimlav ain't piking by. But if it's not tied on and suspended from the window, then you cannot tie on, then you cannot close use it to the shutter to close the window, because that's similar to building. Because you're adding on to the enclosure of the house. You have an open window and now you're shuttering it. And even though it's temporary, because you're ultimately going to head and open it again, you open and close the window, still it's usher. And therefore, that Rebbe Eliezer seems to be like the Braisa says that it's usher, that you're not allowed to make a mechitzas arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov, just like you're not allowed to do Tosefes Binyan arai on Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to close the window, you're not allowed to shutter the window with the shutter, even though it's arai. No, either way, even if it's not tied onto, it's not suspended, it's going to be mutter to go ahead and shutter the window with that shutter. And therefore, you see that they say that it's mutter to do oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, you see it's machlekes tanaim. So that resolves the stira of the two brayos. And that's why it's not a contradiction that you're asking me from that brayos that you see it's us or you see another one. These are the two opinions regarding that we find this already. It's not a contradiction. This is machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon if you're allowed to do oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. But then the Gemara says, no, it's not true. You can't say that that is the machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon of these two braises, because of Oid Ma'Allah, we learned on this that even the Rabbanon only permit to be meisif, to add on, for example, by that case over there, Masechet Shabbos, by Pekakach Halayim, by the shutter of a window, where that's just adding on. However, the Braisa says it's actually mutter to make a complete wall on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even even the Rabbanu would not allow. As the Gemara says, we learned regarding the Machlekes on Masechta Shabbos, that Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yechanan, HaKol Moedim She'ein Oysen Oyel Ara B'Tchila B'Yom Tov. To make initially a oil, even Arai, even a temporary wall or building, that everyone agrees, even the Rabbanu, that you're not allowed to make a Yom Tov, Ve'ein Tzarech Lim B'Shabbos, enough to say there would be us to do on Shabbos. Loi Nechleku, the whole Machlekes regarding the shutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov was El Lahaisim. The Machlik is only regarding adding on to a building. Shabbat Yezza, even Rabbi Yezza says, Ein Mesivim Yom Tov. You're not allowed to even add on. Ve'in Tzarech Lem Shabbos. And definitely you don't have to say that you're not allowed to add on that Shabbos. V'chachamayim Ein Mesivim Shabbos. Chachamayim say, no, you're allowed to add on to a building on Shabbos. Ve'in Tzarech Lem Yom Tov. You don't have to say that you're allowed to add on Yom Tov. However, but obviously what you see is that the steer in the braises cannot be said that it's this machleik is tanaim that we have misach the Shabbos, because not true. Even the Rabbanon, who are the ones that are makel by the Pekaka Chaloin, they only say because it's just adding on. But to go ahead and actually create an oil, even Arai, would be Asr. So therefore, we still have this contradiction how to resolve that other opinion that says that you're actually allowed to make oil Arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Eloi Kash. Rather, it's a different machleik is tanaim. Hakri Ameya, the one that says that it's mutter is like Remeya. Hakri Abihud, the one that says Asr is like Abihud. The town like Linda Bryce, so this machlaikas. Asr le behema devon le sukkah. If someone makes his animal a wall for the sukkah, Remeya says that would be invalid. As the Gemara Masech, the sukkah, and the Chaf Aleph, and Alpha explains, because maybe the animal is going to run away, so that doesn't make it a valid wall. Abihud says that it's kosher. So the Gemara explains how this machlekes will be the machlekes of the braises over here regarding if you're allowed to make these walls initially on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. Remeir de kapasul hasam, Remeir that says over there in Masech the Sukkah that the wall of an animal is not a valid wall, and that's why you can't use it to make it a kosher sukkah. Amalav mechitzihi. So obviously, using an animal as a wall is not creating a wall. And therefore, hachashari. Therefore, here regarding making the wall on Shabbos and Yom Tov, regarding the halachas of binyan, it's going to be mutter to lav midik of it because you didn't even actually do anything. That since you're not fixing the sukkah, so although you're making an oil, it's permitted because he holds that making oil aray, temporary oil, since you're not fixing anything in the sukkah, as we said, it doesn't make it a valid wall, at most it's oil aray, that's mutter. To which Rashi says, obviously there are still many questions to ask on this, because the Braisa says, Kedesha yoichel v'yishta v'yashin, so that he could eat and drink and sleep. Obviously that this wall that he's creating out of the person and all these other things of oil aray is to fix the sukkah. But still Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask many more questions and it's going to ultimately get to the right pshat, so that's why he doesn't ask that at this moment. But that's what the Gemara wants to say right now, that Remeir is the one that says, since he says it's not a good wall, so therefore you're allowed to go ahead and make that on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're not creating anything. Rehuda that says that an animal is going to be a valid wall for his sukkah to make it a kosher sukkah. So Amma Mechitzi, obviously he holds that an animal is considered a valid wall as if you're creating a mechitza, and therefore, Hacha Asa. Therefore here, to go ahead and actually make it on Shabbos is going to be forbidden because you're making something, you're making a real full-fledged wall, and that's why he held that it's Asa. But then the Gemara says, no, you can't say that this Machloikis Tanoim is going to be the Machloikis of these two braises. But Tizra, does it make sense? Amen, the Shamat Leila Remeya, when did we hear this to Remeya that he says that these walls are going to be puzzle for mechitza of sukkah? And that's why you want to say that, oh, since it's not a wall, therefore you can go ahead and make it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's only by behema, by an animal, because as we said, because maybe the animal is going to run away. But by Adam, but by a person that he has the foresight and the insight, the knowledge to understand, to stay in one place. The kelim and vessels where they never move. Mishamale, did we ever hear from Remeya that he would say that would be an invalid wall? And therefore, it doesn't resolve the question because this Tana says that regarding Adam and kelim, people and vessels, that you could make your chava, you could make your friend a wall, and you could put the bed up to create a wall on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though that in that case it would be considered a tikkun, it would be creating a wall for halacha of sukkah. It's only there by an animal where he holds, it's not going to be a good wall because it's going to run away. So yeah, for that case of behemah, I understand that you would say that since it's not a valid wall, so you could build that on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're not creating anything. But regarding Adam and kelim, he never said that. That lachar should be considered a good wall, even for according to Remeya and Hilchas Sukkah. So therefore, how could this Braisa say that you could go ahead and make the wall of the Adam Mekalim, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you don't have that Svara of Remeya saying that it's not a wall that's Mesakin, and therefore you could do it, because L'charis should be Mesakin, because there it doesn't run away. Then the Gemara says, Besu, and more so, even more than that, even if you're going to say, like we say by Behema, that it's not being Mesakin anything for this Sukkah, But Remeir, that was saying according to him that it's mutter to go ahead and actually make this oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's not considered being masakin anything of the wall or of the tent, and therefore, since it's not a hechsher mechitza, he said it's good to make. Elibi deman. Who is Remeir going like that? He says it's mutter to actually create initially an oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's not like Reb Eleza, his Rebbe, and he's not like Drabbanan that we had mentioned before. And that is Ialibid Reb Eliezer, if he's like Reb Eliezer, Lahisiv Namiyas. What do you mean? Reb Eliezer says not only not allowed to make oil Ari on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's not even add on to a binyan, as we find by Pekaka Chalain, by the shard of the window. Elalibid Rabban, or so you're going to say he holds like Rabbanah that they're the more lenient Shita. But Emad Am Rabbanah, when did we find the Rabbanah that said you're allowed to go ahead and build on Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's Lahisiv, that's only to add on to a building. Like Katchilim Yom, did they ever say that you could actually go ahead and create a new full-fledged wall, even if it's oil arat? So then who is he going like that you would want to say that Remei would say this, mechodesh degashita, that you can go ahead and create this wall of oil arat on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So rather, Elag, the Gemara says, Hava ha-Rabbanan. These two brises that are contradictory, they're both going in the opinion of the Rabbanan. But it's still not a contradiction. As the Gemara explains, V'kelem ha-kelem le-kasha, so it's first resolved the contradiction of the vessels. That is, regarding one case, we find that it says if the wall of the sukkah falls down, that you now go ahead and lift up that wall to create a wall out of vessels on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Because Habadif and Shlishis, that Bryce has said that it's us, it's talking about the third wall of the sukkah. That is because with two walls, the sukkah is not considered an oil. Therefore, when you make the third wall, you're creating it into an oil, into a full-fledged sukkah. The other Rabbanan agree that you're not allowed to make an oil aray initially on Yom Tov. This that they said that it's mutter, that other brisa was habadev and revius. That was talking about the fourth wall of the sukkah. That is, a sukkah is kosher even without four walls. So it would be considered an oil even without the fourth wall. So therefore, this fourth wall is just a tesefes ba'amah, just adding on. That's Rabbanon l'shitasam, according to their opinion, that they say by the shudder, by the pekakach line, that to add on to oil on Shabbos is mutter. That's what the brisa that was saying is mutter to make. It was talking about the fourth wall. The one that says us, it was going on the third wall. So the Gemara says, Dekinami, a precise reading also seems to indicate that this that we said, the Brisa says that it's Usr, was talking about the third wall. The Tani, like it says in that Brisa, Nufal Daif Na, that if its wall falls down, which is Mashma, that the wall that permits it to be considered a kosher sukkah. But the fourth wall would not be considered a tikkun for the sukkah, as the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah in the beginning of the Masechta says, that V'she'in Lo Sholesh Tfan is Psula, that a sukkah that doesn't have three walls is possible. But with three walls, it's kosher. And therefore, when it says this wall, that the wall fell down, it means the wall that validates it, that's only the third wall. That's why it's us to go ahead and create that initially on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the fourth wall, that's like the other brisa, that is mutter. So the Gemara says, Shema Minah, that resolves the contradiction of these two brises regarding the element of kelim. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. But there's still another contradiction that cannot be resolved the way we just said it. But the contradiction about a person, that's still difficult, as Rashi explains. It's understood that we resolved regarding the case of the bed. That we answered, as we said, that regarding the one that says that you could pick up the bed and create a wall by the sukkah. That's talking about the fourth wall of the sukkah, as exactly as the Brisa there says, so that the sun should not be on the corpse and on the food items. Obviously, the reason why you're making this wall is not to make it a kosher sukkah, because or else it would say, what do I mean, nothing to do with the corpse or the food, it's just to have a kosher sukkah. So obviously, from the fact that says it, it was talking about the fourth wall, and as we said, the one that says that it's us was talking about the third wall. But regarding a person, there it says, so that he could eat and drink and sleep. Obviously, he's talking about to validate his chiyuv of sukkah. It's talking about over there because those three things are the mitzvahs of sukkah. So obviously, the third wall is missing because if it was the fourth wall, it wouldn't be possible, as explained before. And yet, it says, in spite of the fact that you're making oil out of it, that it's going to be permitted. So we have that stira. And that the Gemara says, adama adam nami lo kasha. Regarding the contradiction of a person, if you're allowed to use him to create the validation of the sukkah, which is by the third wall, so that we seem to have a real contradiction, if you're allowed to make the third wall out of a person on sukkah or not, kan ledas, that this one is talking about when the person knows, the person that's standing there, he knows that he's supposed to be the wall. That is usher to make the person as the wall. Khan, the other brisa that says that it's mutter to make the person as even the third wall, was shaloi midas, where the person doesn't know, there it's mutter to make an oil out of the person, because there you can't say that it's us, because that's not the way of building. But a kli, where it's the derech of binyan, there even, obviously the kelik doesn't know anything, there it would be us even by the third wall, and only be kosher by the fourth wall. But that at least resolves the contradiction of Kalim and Kalim, as we said. Now we resolve the contradiction with person, even though they're both talking about the third wall, when he knows it's Aser. When he doesn't know, since that's not the derech of making it through the person, it's going to be Mutter in that case. But this is where the Gemara comes to its conclusion of the question. But that case of Nechemiah, there, it was with intention. In other words, how did they go ahead and take these people and say, look, Reb Nechemiah is out there. He's in trouble. Let's get this whole million of people to go out there. They know they're making this mechitza. That's Aser. How could we have made the mechitzas b'nei Adam when they know about it? To which Gemara says, Shlemi das Havam. The people didn't know. They didn't know why they're gathering. They're saying, okay, we want to have a minyan of people. We're walking. And then they took them out over there. And these people were allowed to go there because that was within their Erev. So therefore, once they were there, then Reb Nechemiah was able to get in. But no one knew about it. That's why it was good to make you were able to make a mechitza b'nei Adam. As we said, you couldn't create a mechitza of people on Shabbos and Yom Tov if they don't know about it. But then the Gemara still asks, but Rav Chisda Mia, however, at least Rav Chisda, that he was the one that facilitated and made this whole mechitza, and he was one of the people, Ladasava, but he did know about it. Now the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Shloim, and Amin Havir, Rav Chisda was not from the people of making the mechitza, and therefore that was not a problem. So therefore the Gemara resolved the contradiction of the two prices. And it also answers the question of how you're allowed to make mechitza from the Adam on Shabbos. That he asked, how can you do that? I have a brayso that says you cannot do that. So we resolve that and says, wait, the people that you're asking, that's talking about when they know about it's Aser. As we resolve by the Kalim, the one the brayso says that's Aser to make with Kalim is talking about that that's talking about when it's the third wall. The one that says it's Mutter is with the fourth wall. So although by people, they're both talking about even by the third wall, but that's Shaloi Ladas would be Mutter. And therefore, in that case of Nechemiah, was talking about that the people were gathered to create this mechitza was Shaloi Ladas. That they didn't know about it. So related to this halacha, the Gemara brings a story. Hana ben Eganon, these people, they were part of a chuppah, the Aili Maya, that they brought up water from Rishus Aram to Rishus Ayachid, b'mechitza shel bnei Adam, by making walls out of people. And that is, those people that were brought there, they knew that for that purpose that they were gathered, they wanted to make this halachic walls that it should be enclosed in the area that they could bring it to the Rishus Ayachid. So the Gemara says, Nagdinu Shmuel, Shmuel give them malchus, he give them lashes. Amar, he said, if they said you're allowed to make a mechitzas out of people initially on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that was only if they don't know about it. Yerim Ladas, did they say when the people know about it? That's Aser, and therefore he gave them lashes. Another story to illustrate this, the Gemara says, Hanizik, these flasks of that Rava had, that it was left there in the street of the city that was Rishus Rav in Mechuzah. So Behadi de Aser Rav Mepirkis, on the way home from the Beis Medrash, that Rava had given his shear, and there were a whole bunch of multitudes of people surrounding him, that they were asking questions, and he was on his way home. Ailinu Nehale, so his shamash went and picked it up from the street, together with the party of people that were there, because it was within the mechitzas of these Bnei Adam that was surrounding the Rebbe when he was walking home. So he passed by the area of where his item was, so that his shamash, his attendant, was able to pick it up, because it was enclosed in the area of mechitzas Bnei Adam. So the Gemara says, L'Shabbat Achrita, the next Shabbos, Boyalina, again he wanted to bring it, that was left in the street again, he wanted to bring it home the same way, and then he was told that there he's not allowed to. The reason is, because that will be already, like people know about it, and it's Aser, because people realized last time what he did, and they're going to know that they are being the Mechitza B'nei Adam, and that's why already that's going to be Aser. So the Gemara concludes and says that many Amiram, when they utilize this hat of Mechitza B'nei Adam, Levi would bring in straw by using people without their knowledge that they were being mechitzas, he would bring in straw that way. Ziri, as pastor, he would bring in the shachas, this fodder of the grain, again with the same subterfuge. Rav Shimon bar Chiya, he would bring in water again by making this mechitza b'nei Adam with people not knowing that they are being walls. It's mutter to make mechitza b'nei Adam in that way. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, following on the theme of this idea about tchumen, when you go outside of your tchum. So the Mishnah begins, Misha Yatzeh Rishus. If someone left with permission from his tchum, for example, there are many times when it's permitted to leave your tchum. One is when you're going to Yerushalayim, to the Bezen HaGadol, to say Eidus HaChodesh, to say testimony that you saw the new moon, that they should be kavoy, they should establish that today is Rish Chodesh, or to save people from danger, from rivers, or from bandits, or if a midwife is going to help a woman give birth. So these people are allowed to leave the tchum. But v'amru lo kvar nasa maisa, then someone came and called, the call comes out to Hatzalah, it's already done, you don't have to go anymore, but he's already out of his tchum. So the halacha of the Mishnah says is, yesh le'apayim amal chal ruach. So he has 2,000 ames in every direction from the place that it was told him. Right now, he's on the street. He's way out of his tchum. So now he gets the call. It's already done. You don't have to come. Now, from where he is, exactly where he is, he gets 2,000 ames. This is his new shvisa. However, the Mishnah says, if he was still within the boundaries of his original status, kilo yatsa, so as if he never left, which the Gemara is going to explain. It seems pretty obvious. If you're within your tchum, why should you lose that? Then the Mishnah concludes, kol hayoytzim lahatzel. All those that leave to help, they're allowed to go back to their place. What the Gemara is going to explain, it seems to contradict towards the ratio, which says that you don't go back, you get a new tchum of 2,000 amas from where you are when you get the call. The Gemara explains, what does it mean that we said that if you're still within your tchum, it's as if you didn't leave? What do you mean? Of course, you didn't leave. You're still within the tchum. So why would you think that you would lose that tchum? Of course, you still retain your old status. Amar Rabbi Hachikama. Rabbi says, this is what the Gemara is saying. Im hayi b'toich tchum shalai, if he's within his tchum, ki'ilu lo yatza m'toich beisodam. It's as if he didn't leave his house. In other words, what he means to say is as follows. This that we say, ki'ilu lo yatza, is going back on his house where he started Shabbos. And it's saying that if he's still within the tchum of his house, then he could go back to his house. And it's as if he never left from his house. And therefore, he has from his house 2,000 amos in every direction, as he was originally when he started off Shabbos. And the chiddush is that we do not say that from the place where it was told to him that he doesn't have to go anymore, that from there he has 2,000 amos in every direction. Teretz Gemara asks, what do you mean? Pshita, again, it's obvious that since he never left his tchum, it's as if he's still in his house. Like every person is allowed to walk up until his tchum. As long as you don't go out, you retain your original status. To which Rabbi says as follows, I would have thought that since the person already went, he already left his home to go out with Rishos, and the Rabbanu were misakin for such a type of person, that wherever the person is told that he doesn't have to go anymore, 2,000 amos in every direction, here also, even though he's still within his tchum, akar, however, he ultimately had left, so therefore you would think to measure his tchum from there, and that is if he wants to go out of his tchum, he could, because he gets 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is, since this was the heter they gave him. Wherever you get the call, you stop and you get 2,000 amos over there, so therefore you could continue. Kamash Malan, that's why I have to tell you the chiddush I know. If you never left, your tchum, it's not from wherever you are. If you're down the block, that's your new tchum. Your tchum is as if you still didn't leave your original tchum, you get the original status of your tchum, which is from your house, and not from where you get the call if you didn't leave. However, if Shim Bachi Amar, he gives a different pshat. He says, Hachikam, this is what the Mishnah means to say. If the boundaries that the Chacham had given such a person, in other words, when the person, such a person leaves his tchum, and now he gets 2,000 amos in every direction, if that tchum that he got, they overlap the original tchum that he had from his home, then it's as if he never left his original tchum. In other words, what it means to say is that the Mishnah is talking about that he did leave his original tchum, not like the way Rabbi had learned it. And this that it says, ki'ilu lo yatza, as if he never left, it's in reference to his tchum, as we had originally assumed. So what does it mean when it says that if he's within his tchum? What do you mean? You're telling me it means that he left his tchum. And it means as follows. If those 2,000 amos that were given to him now, in every direction that the Chacham said, if they overlap and enter into the 2,000 amos that he originally had from his house, then it's as if he never left his tchum, and he could go to his house as it was originally. So though, again, he did leave his tchum, but since that area of 2,000 amas overlaps his old 2,000 amas, he can go all the way back home. To which the Gemara says, b'mai kamifkli. So what ultimately is this machlokes that they're arguing about? So the Gemara explains, Mar Sava Rav Shimi holds, havlois tchum in milsihi. The overlap of the boundaries is something significant. And that is since the boundaries overlap each other, and it reaches within his old tchum, so it's like one tchum, and it's as if he never left from his tchum. However, Marsav, but Rama holds Lav Milsi, it's not considered something significant. And therefore, you cannot answer like Rav Shimi did, that this that it says in the Mishnah, Ki'ilu lo yatza, that is talking about that he had already left his tchum, because if you left, then you lost your original shvisa that you had in your house, and you acquired this new place. And Rashi explains that obviously Rabbah does not hold of this that Nahardoi had taught us in Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, that if you're a pekech, if you're smart, you can go into your tchum, and once you enter, because then, according to Nahardoi, either way, even if you hold that Havlov is tchum and lav milsi, and that we don't view it as one big tchum, but if your new tchum does overlap, according to Nahardoi, either way, once you get into your old tchum, you'd be able to go all the way, keeping the al-al. So, not only does he hold Havlov is tchum and lav milsi, but he also does not hold him in the Nahardoi that the overlap, once you overlap and you go into your old tchum, that you go in all the way, that is what their machlokes is based on. If that's the case, the Gemara asks as follows. So Abaya asked Rabba, the reason why you don't say like Rav Shimi is because you hold that Havlois Tchumen is Lav Milsi, the fact that it overlaps doesn't make it any significant, and it won't let you go back in. That's why you have to say your own pshat, that you obviously you never left, and the Chiddush is that you don't create a new Tchum from where you are, even though you're still within the Tchum. Is it really true that you hold the overlap of Tchumen is nothing? It's not significant? However, Uma Ilu Shavas B'Ma'ara, wouldn't you agree that in a case where somebody starts off he spends his shvisim, he makes his residential area in a cave, shebetaycha arbas alafim, that the area of that cave is 4,000 amas long, val gaga pachas marbas alafim amas, and on the top of the cave is less than 4,000 amas. Weren't you agreed in loy nimtza mahalches kula v'chutz la'apayim amas, that not only could you go the entire area on top of the cave, but you could even go in either direction 2,000 amas? As Rashi explains, in other words, wouldn't you agree that a person could go on the roof, meaning on top of the cave and outside of it, in either direction, to the east or to the west, 2,000 amas in every direction? As Rashi explains, that a regular ma'ara, a cave, that there are two entrances for it on two corners of it. You have one to the east and you have one to the west. And the entrance on the east, you have, when you get out of it, you can go 2,000 amas to the east. And to the roof part, you can also go 2,000 amas. Now, regarding the western entrance, you also could go outside of it towards the west, you can go 2,000 amas. And to the roof part, which is the other direction, you could also go 2,000 amas. Now, since the roof is less than 4,000 amas long, as some Rashis have the diagram, that since the walls from the base of the cave are sloped inwards towards the roof, and it gets wider towards the bottom on the ground, so therefore when you go out of when you come out on the top on the roof, when you have 2,000 amas on the roof, when you're coming out of, the eastern side. So that is, it overlaps into the 2,000 amas that you have on the roof when you're coming out of the western side. And therefore, what Abai was telling was as follows. Wouldn't you agree that if he comes to go out, on either side that he wants to go out, he can go the entire roof and outside 2,000 amas on any side, even on the other direction, because since there's that overlap of the boundaries from either direction, so we view the two boundaries as one. As Rashi explains that, if the roof would be, as it is on the bottom, a complete 4,000 amas, and he comes out of the eastern side, then he wouldn't be able to go out on the roof. He would only be able to go 2,000 amas in either direction, which would be on the roof up until 2,000. But if he would want to go 2,000 amas from the western side, then he would have to go back down into the cave and come back up on the other side, on the western side. However, what Abai is basically asking is that obviously you see, not like Rabbah, that we see that Havlois Tchumen is Milsehi, that we find in such a case where, again, we said that on the top, when you have in the eastern and the western side, where you're going to have 2,000 amas, whichever side you come out from, so you get 2,000 amas to the east, and from this one you have 2,000 amas to the west. We said that, wouldn't you agree that not only when you come out of the eastern side can you go this way 2,000 amas, but you can walk the whole roof, which is a little bit less than 4,000, and then walk another 2,000 amas. Now, why is that? Because since it's less than 4,000, so you have on each entryway, you have an overlap of their 2,000 amas. So since the overlap, that's Havlois Tchumen, so we view it as one area of Tchum, as it is one area on the bottom of the Ma'ara, and therefore you could walk not only the entire roof when you come out of one side, but you could even go another 2,000 amas in the other direction. That seems to counter-indicate what you're saying, that Havlois Tchumen is Lam Milsi, that it's nothing. So Amalei Sabai is a rabbi responded to Abai. But the Loi Shanulach, don't you differentiate Ben Heche the Shavas Ba'aver Mechitzes Ba'oid Yom from a case where a person started Ben Hashmash, he started his Shabbos in the ear space of the walls from when before it started, Lehecha the Loi Shavas Ba'aver Mechitzes Ba'oid Yom, to where a case where he did not start his Shabbos within the ear space of those Mechitzes? And basically what Rabbi is telling Abai is, here also, regarding the case of where a person spent his Shabbos, he started his Shvis, his residential area, in the cave. We're there, I agree to you, that these two Tchumen, that they're coming because of this one Shvisa, and since there are overlapping on the top, so we view it as one Tchum. However, by the case of our Mishnah, where there you were not Shavas, you did not start your residential area in the ear space of the Mechitzes that were there in the second area, because we're talking about the person, this Hatzalah member or this midwife, she left the area of where she started the Shvisa and she went to a new area, now out in the, wherever it was, and they got the call, he had to stop. That creates a new Shvisa. And therefore, since now this person acquires their second Shvisa, they don't have any more of the first Shvisa that they had. And since they left their tchum, they only have 2,000 amas from where they are. And even if that goes into and overlaps the original tchum that the person had, they cannot go from that place where they have the tchum now to where their original tchum was, because that they didn't have these two areas to create their overlap as one from before Shabbos. Again, we're talking about a regular person, a regular city. They get the call, they go to save people. Now they go and they get a new shvisa. That new shvisa is not related to the old shvisa. They both weren't there when you started off. So don't bring me a raya from the case you're saying by the ma'ara. We're there, we find the overlap, so we view it as one. Yeah, they are agree to you because they're both coming from this foundation of the ma'ara that you're in, and therefore the area on the top where you're also in, they're muvla, that they're both overlapping, so we could view it as one. But don't bring a right to the other case where, from our Mishnah, where the overlap is only created at a later point in time, that you were not Shabbos in the avar of those mechitzas from before Shabbos, and therefore there I would disagree and say the havlo is chumen is lav milsi. To which Abaye then goes back and responds and asks on Rabba, and you're telling me that where you did not go ahead and you weren't in this airspace of those mechitzas from before Shabbos, then you're going to say that therefore havlos tchum is lav milsi. But we continue on the top of Memheim and Aleph. But now, but we learn the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Eliezer Eimerstein. Rabbi Eliezer says that someone that left his tchum, he went past the 2,000 amas, he gets 2 amas. If he went only 2 amas outside, you can't, he can still come back into the city. Gimel lo yikonis, but if he went 3 amas out of his tchum, then he can't come back in. So the question is, my, what is this shear that Rabbi Eliezer said, that he's saying that you only get 4, you're only going to get 2 ames, but more than that, you can't come back in. Lav Rabbi Eliezer Tameh, isn't it obviously Rabbi Eliezer, according to his opinion that's mentioned elsewhere, the Amah that he says in the Mishnah, that regarding the 4 ames that the Chum gave a person that left his Tchum, that Rabbi Eliezer says that these 4 ames are Vuhu Bem Tzan, is that he's in the middle of those 4 ames, and that is he has on either side of himself 2 ames. And that is v'arba amis de yovelei rabbanon. So that is the 4 amis that the rabbanon give a person that leave his tchum are dimivloin dami. Is that they're overlapping? That is, he gets two amis in either direction. They overlap inside the person. Those are the 4 amis. And then for this person that he went 2 amis out of his tchum, since his 2 amis are attached and overlapping his tchum, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's as if they're overlapping in his tchum. Become a yikonis. And Rabbi Eliezer says, you can go in. Obviously, the overlap of tchumen is something significant. That's why Rabbi Eliezer says that if he's only 2 amas out of his tchum, he can go back in. Why can he go back in? Because his new tchum of 4 amas, which is 2 amas on either side, is overlapping his old tchum. So you see, havlois tchumen is milsihi. So Amalei Rabbi Bar Chana Labaya. So Rabbi Chana responded to Abaya. From Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, you're asking on Rabbi? What do you mean? The Rabbanon argue on him in the Mishnah that that is not the measurement of 2 amas. So what are you asking from that shir that you see you can go in if it's the 2 amas is overlapping when we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer? So Amalei in. So Abaye says, yes, I could ask from Rabba from the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Shmi le Menei Demar, because I heard myself from Rabba that he said that Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanon led to Rabbi Eliezer. Up until now, we only said that Rabbanon argued Rabbi Eliezer el dvar rishus, only if it's for a dvar rishus. But it was for a dvar mitzvah, and that is, and then you left your tchum, that then you do, we do hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you do get 2 amas, so if you're only 2 amas away, that you can go back in, and therefore, the Mishnah, which is also talking about someone that was yatzer bishus, and which is a dvar mitzvah to go ahead and save somebody or help someone to give birth, and therefore, we definitely could ask on Rabba, because Rabba said, in that case, he said that Havla is not going to help. The fact of the overlap is not going to help. Yet it's not true. And therefore, Abaye was saying, you should not argue on Yavshimi, because since we find clearly, or even Rabbah would agree to the opinion of Eliezer, when you're going off a Dvar Mitzvah, that there, if it, you only went out 2 Amos, that you could go back in, what is that logic based on? Because that means your new Tchum of 4 Amos, which is 2 Amos on either side, is overlapping your old Tchum. That's why you could go back in. Therefore, you see, Havlo is Tchum and is Milsehi, that it is something significant, even according to Rabbah himself, and that's why he should not be arguing Yavshimi, and that is if the Tchumen, which were created as new, not like the case that he tried answering, saying, wait, of course, if it was did before Shabbos and the overlap, then it's going to work. Here it was created from Nuke, where the person went out on Shabbos and he only created his new area of 4 Amos, that where was Ledvar Mitzah, and it overlaps, it is considered something significant. You could go back in. Therefore, this was Abaye's question. Havlo is Tchumen is Milsehi, even by a new area that was created on Shabbos.